AccuWeather forecast for today. It's going to be cloudy and breezy, high around 39. Racine police arresting 26-year-old Darius Harris for felony possession of a firearm as a convicted felon. This in reference to a shots fired call Monday near the 400 block of 9th Street. It's where multiple casings were found in the driveway. Also, bullet impact areas discovered nearby. It was one of three shots fired calls police handled that day. A woman was arrested for the first incident in the 1200 block of Racine Street. The call on 9th Street was the second report. Charging document indicates Harris admitted he was in possession of a gun, but only for protection purposes due to a dispute with somebody. A .40-caliber handgun was located. That third shots fired call, that was in the 2100 block of Laird Avenue near Mount Pleasant Street, but no arrest has been made. A permanent outdoor stage for Racine's festival site will happen this summer thanks to a $100,000 Rotary Founders Club donation, and while the $150,000 original city estimate on the project is a little bit off the $240,000 loan bid received, the actual final cost may turn out to be somewhere in between. Assistant Public Works Commissioner Tom Eag explained the added cost is due to things like structural design, power needs, and blending in with the rest of the site. Absolute Construction, he noted, has done other city projects and is willing to work on adjusting the price. And he said that Rotary is also aware of the added cost.
We've worked with them on three phases of City Hall renovations. They're always good to work with. Talked with them about amending things. We could drive the cost down to make it closer to that $150,000 initial estimate. We could take out some of the concrete work. The Rotary Club has offered to potentially donate more funds for this. Some of the contractors offered to do some work for free on this. So again, those can reduce the costs on this, and those would come in as a change order.
The goal to get the outdoor stage built before July 1st, ahead of the holiday and the heart of the wedding season. A new office building plan for a site next to the O&H Danish Bakery on Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant to be anchored by Johnson Insurance, but also include a Potbelly sandwich shop. When the Olson family developed their new store, they set aside some land for future office development. The Racine County Economic Development Corporation says Pale Properties, which is owned by the Olsons, will construct a 14,000-square-foot building on that location. Johnson Insurance, right now located in a former auto dealership building near the interstate, and will occupy more than 10,000 square feet. Kenosha's Plan Commission next week going to be reviewing a conceptual plan for a proposed Mills Fleet Farm store on that city's far west side.
The retailer has proposed a 218,000-square-foot store at the southwest corner of 60th Street and 122nd Avenue, the west frontage road. The project would also include a gas station, convenience store with a car wash, and what is currently a farm field and just north of the site where Aurora Healthcare is planning a new facility. A conditional use permit would be required from the Plan Commission before a building permit could be issued. According to its website, Mills Fleet Farm has 35 stores in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and North Dakota. The closest is in Germantown. The City Plan Commission meeting is scheduled for 5 p.m. next Thursday at the Municipal Building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Wisconsin, one of the best states for doctors, according to the finance and lifestyle website WalletHub.com, a listing of fourth best to practice medicine versus the other 49 states and District of Columbia. Iowa ranks as the best state for doctors. New York is last. The last of five suspects wanted in connection with the October shooting death of Kenosha's Willie Owens outside his home at 62nd Street and 19th Avenue. He died more than a month ago of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That according to police in Calumet City, Illinois. 22-year-old James Butler believed to have been one of the shooters in the Wilson case. The other four defendants are in Kenosha County custody, waiting on their next court appearances. Property owners in Mount Pleasant's Campbellwood subdivision threatened to do it, and now they have. Filed suit against the village board for what they claim was an improper vote to approve a large senior living facility. The Campbellwoods Homeowners Association argued their position every chance they could at meetings on the project, called it a violation of spot zoning laws. Village planning staff disagreed and supported the project. The village board then voted to approve it. The lawsuit also maintains procedures were not properly followed and that the project does not fit the village's long-range planning goals for the area. The goal of the lawsuit, to stop the project from beginning this year. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee wants to know what members of the Common Council think about a wayfinding sign proposal, specifically the signs themselves. They were created by Corbin Design of Michigan, and they want that information before they make a recommendation. It's something that retiring City Administrator Tom Friedel had actually hoped to have been wrapped up by this point, but he noted there's more than just the city involved in this sign issue.
If there's some questions about the design and the way it's going, That would require us to go back to Corbin, incur some extra costs for them to make design changes. I don't know where we would take it, if we would just bring it to the Common Council, if we would bring it to the village boards. Pretty hard to do a multi-jurisdictional thing and include everyone 100% of the time. I thought we did the best by having a public meeting with everyone to be there. And when we didn't get a lot of feedback, I took that as indifference that you were okay with what we were doing.
Alderman Henry Perez, though, doesn't think the signs are very attractive.
As tourists continue to come into our community, as we shift from manufacturing to tourism, with the millions of dollars that we got last year that we can prove came from tourism, I think we need to keep in focus the fact that it needs to be attractive. The simplicity of these signs is nice. Nobody's going to know those sticks that are sticking out that's Frank Lloyd Wright unless somebody says this is a Frank Lloyd Wright design. I mean, you have professionals looking at it, but the person who's going to come here as a tourist is not going to recognize what that is.
Alderman Melissa Lemke said she kind of liked the signs. Alderman Molly Jones wondered about a color other than brown. Committee was told the signs were intended to have a unique look so as to stand out. Meeting at Racine County's office complex at Ives Grove, the Southeast Wisconsin Workforce Development Board got an update on local conditions, getting even more confirmation that the recovery of the Great Recession has not been even. Using the number of jobs as a measure, both Kenosha and Walworth counties have fully recovered from the downturn. Racine County, with its heavy reliance on manufacturing, has yet to match the number of jobs that existed before 2007. Mark Mundell from the Racine County Workforce Solutions Office says workers who have at least some training above the high school level actually are having an easier time finding employment. Citing commercial truck drivers, he says they can often gain a license within just 6 weeks of training, and then shortly after that, they can find a job.
There has not been a corresponding rebound since the recession for those that are high school graduates but not college degree holders. Even during the recession, there was kind of a flat line to very modest growth for individuals with post-secondary education.
Wage levels not explored in depth at the session, but Mundell says the median annual income in the three-county area, right around $33,000. Coming up tonight, it's Take a Taste Out of Crime, the former Crime Stopper spaghetti fundraiser. It's going to be at Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Mount Pleasant from 5 to 9 p.m. The annual fundraiser has tickets in advance at $30, $40 at the door. Tickets and information available online, www.racinenw.com. And if you're going to the Brewers games this season, you better not bring any tobacco products with you. Not allowed inside of Miller Park. The Milwaukee Common Council last year voted to ban the use of all products at sporting venues. This is the first year for the Brewers that tobacco use will not be allowed inside the stadium. The end of the winter moratorium on utility shutoffs is coming up April the 17th. We Energies, though, now urging customers behind on their utility bills not to wait to make the arrangements to keep the power going. The utility's Kathy Schultz says people will be receiving notification in the mail, but her advice, call the utility as soon as possible, noting there are a number of options and payment plans available to help customers.
There may be a minimum payment option. There are payment plans that can be established. Some of them may also qualify for energy assistance. And what we find is that sometimes there are folks out there who are eligible for energy assistance and they don't even realize that they qualify. So we can point folks in the agencies toward the agencies that administer that aid. But the most important thing that people need to do is call us and make that communication.
And unfortunately, she notes there are scammers who also know the moratorium is about to end.
We advise our customers that if they do receive a suspicious phone call, something doesn't seem right, the person on the other end is very threatening, very demanding, making requests for them to go buy prepaid debit cards immediately, hang up, call us to report it, and verify the status of their account.
Schultz says between 4,000 and 5,000 We Energies customers are in danger of losing service when the moratorium ends. The number to call, 800-842-4565. There's also the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program by calling 1-866-HEAT-WIS. Kenosha County's District Attorney's Office charging 20-year-old Patrick Southall with one of the burglaries that police have been investigating of late on 38th Avenue, with the arrest made because of help from an off-duty Racine police officer. Charging document says a man knocked on the door to that officer's home back on March 3rd, claimed he was looking for his cousin. It's a common ruse to see if anybody is home. That off-duty officer told Kenosha police the man wore headphones, which reports indicate had been stolen in a burglary. Southall's home got searched, and several items reported taken in burglaries were found. Southall is on Illinois probation for burglary, also tied into at least two other Kenosha break-ins, one involving a stolen vehicle and a police chase. St. Louis-based Emerson Electric has completed the purchase of 11.6 acres for $2.7 million at the southwest corner of Highway 20 and International Drive in Mount Pleasant. It's for the future headquarters of InSinkErator and what will become an 85,000-square-foot facility. Company will move 170 engineers and professional staff to that site. That'll make room for additional production capacity at the company's 21st Street facility at Ohio Street in Racine. Take note that today is the last opportunity for in-person absentee voting at your municipal clerk's office, up until the close of business today. Now, that could be earlier than the normal 5 p.m., so check out their website or inquire by phone. You have to be a resident of where you live for at least the last 10 days to be eligible, and a valid photo ID will be needed. Note, this is only for voting at the clerk's office. Your chance to get an absentee ballot in the mail came to an end yesterday. A former Green Bay Packer is being talked about as a potential candidate for governor. The Facebook group Mark Tauscher for WI Governor tried to convince the retired offensive lineman to run as a Democrat against Governor Scott Walker. The Facebook group says it is not affiliated with Tauscher yet, in their word, and it's a, quote, grassroots effort to encourage Mark to run for governor of Wisconsin, unquote. And the city of Kenosha's yard waste and brush drop-off site at 40th Street and 88th Avenue is opening up tomorrow. Going to operate from 8 in the morning till 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, except on holidays. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.